Today's date is August 10th, 2010. My name is John Erling. Charles, state your full name, please.
Charles Banks Wilson.
Your date of birth and your present age.
August the 6th, 1918. I am now 92.
Where are we recording this interview?
Fayetteville, Arkansas, in my home, studio home, whatever.
Tell us where you were born.
I was born in Springdale, Arkansas. My father was in World War I. My mother had come to Springdale to have her baby. My dad then got out of the Army. I was 10 months old. He took me immediately to Oklahoma and would never let me leave.
Where in Oklahoma?
Miami, Oklahoma.
And why to Miami?
My mother was teaching school there, and he had fallen in love with my mother. He had been a trombone player in the big bands in Chicago. But my mother was not going to put up with living with a traveling musician. So he then went back into a business that his father had been in, which was paint and wallpaper business. He put up a store then, and that's where he stayed for the rest of his life.
Let's go back to your grandmother. Her name was?
Carrie Wilson.
Carrie Wilson.
She was a Christian Science practitioner who was blind. And I would, in turn, go to Florida, where she had moved, and would look after her for all the summer and would read to her because she could, of course, not read. And I told Grandmother, after I'd read Bibles for all those years, I said, when I get through reading to you, I'm never going to read the Bible again. Grandmother said, Charles, you're just talking.
But you kind of became her eyes.
Absolutely, yeah. I would describe people that would come to visit in every detail. My grandfather, his brother had a circus, and he was a trapeze artist.
Yes.
And that's what he did. Grandmother wouldn't stand for that, so he gave that up.
Then your mother's name?
Bertha Banks.
Her maiden name was Banks.
Bertha Banks.
Bertha Banks. Where did she grow up?
In Springdale, Arkansas.
Can you kind of tell us what your mother was like?
Mother was very, very smart, and she was a teacher in Oklahoma, and that's why Mother and Dad became man and wife in Miami, Oklahoma. She was a teacher, I think, in the third and fourth grade, because one of her students was a very famous motion picture photographer. He said that Mother was so nice that any time a student was particularly nice, she would let them come and stand by the table with their arm around her, by the desk, I guess.
Your father's name?
His name was Charles Bertram Wilson, that my grandmother had named after somebody she was reading in a book.
Where did he grow up?
I'm not really sure, but he lived in Springdale, Arkansas, but he lived on the other side of the tracks, so he never did know my mother until they both moved to Miami, Oklahoma.
The other side of the tracks. Was that the poor side of the tracks?
That's what they usually call the other side of the tracks.
What did he do for a living?
Well, he had been a trombone player for the big orchestras back east, and he got out and made money for a trombone, which I have right there. That was what he did. He was in the big orchestras in Chicago.
Did he ever talk about the names of the orchestras and who he played with? Do you remember?
No, but he would tell me things that were advantageous to me because I was on the stage a lot. I used to spin ropes and would be on the stage, and that would make some money for me to go to school. And Dad would tell me things that happened in the theaters when he played for them. I know he told me about one fellow who had a most interesting way to end his act. He would have them lower the American flag, then he would drop his pants and he'd have on red, white, and blue underwear. He told me that was a great way to end on the road.
So was he an interior decorator?
Yes, he was. He had five men that worked for him. He had put in a paint and wallpaper store in Miami.
Would you say you maybe inherited some artistic values there?
I have no idea. You couldn't know that. My mother and father just encouraged me by giving me the tools to work with. I've told this to parents who have children that are interested in art, that my mother never did ever say, I like this, or I don't like this. She would always say, what do you think of it? And for that reason, I think you have a dependence on your own attitude about your work.
But there must have been times when she saw a great work of yours to say, my, that was good. As you became an adult in the art world, she had to show you appreciation for what you had done.
Yes, yes, without saying it. She would say, what do you think? And I think that's good advice. But they would do such things as build me a room on the house where I could do my art. I was drawing when I was very, very young, and I recall one time when I was drawing underneath my mother's table, which was a big area that just invited you to draw. I heard mother driving up in the car, and I quickly erased where I had drawn and wrote instead, "Mother, I love you."
Why do you think you did that?
So she wouldn't get peeved at me drawing on the bottom of her table. Any large area is always an invitation to a young artist.
Yes. Did you have brothers or sisters?
8 years later, had a brother who played the trumpet.
And what was his name?
Richard.
Is he living today?
No, he died about 3 years ago.